Once again, our gospel reading this morning brings up the topics we're not supposed to talk about publicly, religion and politics. The Pharisees are the religious authority, and the Herodians are the Jewish political authority in Israel. Well, sort of. You'll remember that Rome had conquered Israel, occupied them, and is subduing them. Israel's religious and political authority are more or less tolerated, kept in check, and on a short leash. The emperor not only had ultimate authority politically, but he also had declared himself God in the flesh. And so Roman coins, Roman money, had the image of the emperor and something on that coin to declare his status as a deity. And one of the main ways his subjects throughout the world paid tribute to him was to pay him a tax. It wasn't optional. How do you feel about paying taxes? You can imagine the people of Israel not only resented this tribute, but they saw it as a violation of their faith. They saw it as idolatry. Just as we heard in the psalm that we sang and the readings, fleeing idolatries and turning to the living God. The trap is to get Jesus to mix religion and politics, to actually offend both. The religious and political authority ask Jesus if it's right to pay this tribute to Rome. If Jesus says yes, he's saying it's okay to practice idolatry and acknowledge Caesar, the emperor, as a god. If he says no, he's committing treason against Rome and teaching publicly people not to fulfill their duties as his subjects, which Rome was all too ready to bring the capital punishment to those who would bring the cross, who would teach that sort of treason. But Jesus does not take the bait. He doesn't walk into their trap. They walk into his beautifully. Show me the coin used for the tax, Jesus says. Understand that none of them should have had the coin on their person. Jesus knew that they had it in their possession, that little idol in their pockets. It's a false idol, carved by human hands on precious metal. And yet, they bring the coin to him with their faces as red as the shiny silver on Caesar's face. Whose head is this? He asks. The emperor's, they respond. Most likely, the image was of a previous emperor, a dead emperor, which makes it all the more hilarious. This is the real gotcha moment for Jesus when he says, give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's and give to God the things that are God's, directing us from idols to the living God. Does the emperor want his coin back? Let him have it, Jesus says. Go ahead, pour those coins into his coffin or his coffers. His reward is paid in full. Let him believe a lie about himself. Give him the coin like you would take something to lost and found so he can claim it. Don't feed the lie that he is a god, but do what you need to do to live in peace, in quietness, and in godliness. Give to God the things that are God's. And just what do we have that is God's? Everything. I love how the psalmist says in Psalm 50, Every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. Everything in the world, whether it's wild or tame, is the Lord's. Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. That would be us. The gold and silver extracted from the earth is the Lord's. You and I, extracted from the dust, are yours, O Lord. And here's the amazing thing. We bear the image of God. We're minted out of the dust of the earth. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created us. Male and female, he created us. He's invited us into the world. He's invested our lives to the world. He's put the likeness of him on us, these clay vessels, so that we will be stewards and servants to God and to one another, so that we would love him with our whole being, and we would love those around us like he has loved us. That's what it means to bear the image of God in the world. Over and over again, God says to us, and he says to his people, I don't want your gold or silver, your temple sacrifices, or any material thing. He wants our steadfast love, the prophet says. He wants our faithfulness. He wants us to be a godly presence to one another and bear his image faithfully to the world. He has told you, scripture says, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. We are God's ambassadors, his coins, as if you will, invested into the world with his image printed on them. We are God's tribute to the world. But we have failed. We failed to live up to this high calling and to bear the image of God to the world. And like the Pharisees and the Herodians, we've got false gods lining our pockets. Hidden away, only God, perhaps, can see. We have not fully invested our lives in tribute to him. We've not loved one another as God loved us, in tribute and in thanksgiving to the true and living God. We have not given to God what is God's. And so God did another amazing thing. He sent another coin into the world with his image. Not minted out of gold or silver, or out of the dust of the earth, but now out of his own eternal and divine nature. He is not born. He has no beginning and no end. But he comes from heaven to earth and is minted in humanity through the Virgin Mary. Minted with perfect humanity in time and space. He is the perfect tribute to the world that God gives. A life of perfect obedience. Scripture says in Hebrews chapter 1, he is the radiance of God's glory and the exact imprint of his nature. And so God raises up his son on the cross, who bears his image perfectly to pay the penalty for all our sins. Not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, scripture says, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Then God raises him up from the empty tomb as another tribute to the one eternal and living and true God in victory over death, the devil, our sin, and the grave. And so God purchases a place for us in his eternal kingdom. And so we raise him up with our voices and our lives, giving to God what is God's, whose likeness and whose title is this, we might ask. He is the eternal God made flesh, King of kings, Lord of lords, Emperor of emperors. He is our Redeemer who paid the penalty for our sin and purchased a place for us in heaven. Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain. Everlasting is thy name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.